Welcome to this transformative audio series on unlocking wealth and success. I'm Dr. Gary Danko, and over the next few episodes, we're going to completely shift the way you think about money, success, and abundance. Most people believe wealth comes from working harder, being lucky, or having the right connections. But what if I told you that wealth is not about how hard you work, it's about how you think? You see, wealth is a mindset before it's a reality. And in this episode, we're going to uncover the biggest reason why most people struggle financially and how you can start shifting into an abundant, wealth-attracting mindset today. By the end of this session, you'll, one, understand how your subconscious mind dictates your financial reality, two, how to identify hidden money blocks that have been holding you back, and three, begin rewiring your mind to attract wealth effortlessly. So, whether you're driving, walking, or sitting with a journal, I invite you to be fully present, because what you're about to learn can change your financial future forever. Let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed that some people seem to attract money and success effortlessly, while others work incredibly hard, yet barely get ahead? Well, what's the difference? Is it intelligence? Hard work? Luck? No. The answer lies in their subconscious programming. The subconscious controls 95% of your reality. Science tells us that 95% of our thoughts, habits, and decisions are controlled by the subconscious mind. That means if you have subconscious beliefs like money's hard to make, or rich people are greedy, or I'm not the kind of person who gets wealthy, then no matter how hard you work, you'll always struggle with money. Because your subconscious mind will always find a way to confirm your beliefs. Let me give you an example. Imagine two people with completely different beliefs about money. Person A grew up hearing, money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard to get by. Rich people are selfish. As an adult, they feel guilty about wanting more money. They undercharge for their work. They self-sabotage financial opportunities. Now, person B grew up hearing, money's easy to make. There's always more than enough. Wealthy people are generous. Now, as an adult, they feel confident asking for what they're worth. They attract opportunities. They invest wisely. The only difference? Well, the subconscious programming they received early in life. And here's the most important part. Your financial reality today is not permanent. I'll repeat that to you. Your financial reality today is not permanent. It's simply a reflection of past programming, and we can change it. Between ages 0 and 7, your subconscious mind is like a sponge. It absorbs everything it hears and sees, especially about money. Think back to your childhood for a second. What did your parents say about money? Did they fight about it? Were you taught that money was scarce? Here are some common limiting beliefs with regards to money. Number one, money's hard to earn. Number two, rich people are greedy. Number three, I don't deserve wealth. And number four, it's irresponsible to spend money. Now, these beliefs become the invisible script running your life. But here's the good news. You can rewrite that script. Right now, I want you to think of three beliefs you've been carrying about money. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes if you can. And ask yourself, number one, what messages did I hear about money growing up? Number two, how have those beliefs shaped my financial reality? And number three, are they serving me or are they holding me back? I'll repeat them one more time for you to keep your eyes closed and just think about these for a minute. If you need to pause afterwards, that's just fine. So, what messages did I hear about money growing up? How have those beliefs shaped my financial reality? And are they serving me or Are they holding me back? You might be realizing that some of these beliefs have been running the show without you even knowing it. And if a belief isn't serving you, it's time to let it go. What if I told you that money is just energy? Money isn't good or bad. It simply responds to belief and action. Think of a time when money came into your life unexpectedly. Maybe someone gifted you money or you got a job out of nowhere. This proves one thing. Wealth can flow into your life in infinite ways. The only thing stopping it is your belief about what's possible for you. Let's do a powerful exercise. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Good. Now, imagine that you're already financially free. See yourself waking up in your dream home. You check your bank account. It's overflowing. You feel peace, confidence, and excitement. Money flows easily. Opportunities come effortlessly. Now, ask your future self, what advice do you have for me? Listen. What do they say? That feeling, that's abundance. Now, let's put this into action. Number one, write down one limiting belief you've carried about money. Go ahead and pause and do that now. Okay, number two, find one piece of evidence that proves it's not true. Again, go ahead and hit pause and go ahead and do that. Good. Number three, replace it with a new belief. Go ahead and hit pause while you do that. Now, if you had a problem with number three, here's an example. Let's just say that money is hard to make. Opportunities for wealth are everywhere would be something to replace it with. Or let's say that one of the limiting beliefs you had is, I'm not the type of person who's rich. You could replace that with, I'm becoming wealthier every day. Say your new belief out loud every morning. Because the more you repeat it, the more your subconscious accepts it as truth. You now have the first key to unlocking wealth, shifting your subconscious money beliefs. In our next session, we'll go even deeper into breaking those beliefs and reprogramming your mind for abundance. Until then, your task is simple. Repeat your new money belief every day. Observe how your thoughts and actions start shifting. Remember, wealth isn't something you chase. It's something you attract by becoming the person who is already wealthy. I'll see you in the next session.